Now, professional clowns are hitting out at the pranksters who've been dressing up as creepy clowns to intimidate and frighten people across the UK. Police have been inundated with reports of clowns jumping out, chasing people, and even carrying weapons. Here, a 14-year-old boy is on bail after an incident in West Bromwich over the weekend. The World Clown Association executive says the trend is disappointing. Louise from Birmingham says her boys were so frightened when it happened to them, they didn't want to leave the house.
My youngest wouldn't go to school this morning. He was very upset and very shaky. They were just playing outside outside the back gate with their two cousins, and then they turned around to see a clown, someone dressed as a clown, at the bottom of the road, which then started to like run towards them and reach into its pocket. So the children run into the house hysterically. And then my auntie, who was looking after them at the time, she ran out, but the person had gone. So they were very shaken up and just really, really frightened. We did contact the police, and the police had said that they'd had four calls within the last 10 minutes in the same area. So I don't know whether it was the same person that had done this, but yeah, they were just really, really frightened.
Now, Rob Bowker is joining us on the line, otherwise known as the Clown Bibbly Bob, who's a spokesman for the Clowns International. It's the world's oldest clown club. Good afternoon, Rob.
Good afternoon.
Thanks very much for joining us. First of all, your reaction to this trend, for want of a better word?
Well, it's just shocking and it's utterly ridiculous. And so sad that they're purporting to be clowns. They're not clowns. If I put a doctor's coat on, that don't make me a doctor. And if I put a dog costume on, it don't make me a dog. These people are putting cheap masks on, and as that lady so eloquently described, terrorising innocent children, little children. And we've heard lots of stories spreading across from America through social media, and lots of cases have happened over the weekend. And it's utterly ridiculous. I was listening to one case today where a university student chased his own fellow students round a campus with a real chainsaw. I mean, what was he thinking? Where's it going to end? Something's going to happen. Someone's going to get hurt.
Why do you think this is... I used the word trend earlier. Why do you think this is caught on? What's happening here?
Well, I think we're being sold a puck by Hollywood. There's two big movies being released this year, coinciding with Halloween, and both featuring clowns. And the craze started earlier this year in America and got out of control. And now I think the Hollywood machine's backed off a bit because they're embarrassed. That it's got kind of, they've lit the flame and can't stop it. And it's sadly spread across to this country. And now we've got idiots, literally idiots, who think it's okay to go around scaring innocent people who've not asked to be scared, who want no part in it, and who were not looking for that. And it's just tragic.
We've already heard there from Louise, whose children were too scared to leave the house after they saw one of these clowns. Now, obviously, you guys rely on your living providing children's entertainment. So there must be a knock-on effect if children start associating you clowns with bad things as opposed to good things.
Of course. My own daughter this week, Millie Rose, said to me, "Daddy, could you take me to school, please?" And I said, "Oh, why, Millie?" And she said, "I'm scared these scary clowns are going to jump out at me." And her own dad is a clown, has been a clown longer than she's been alive. So when your own daughter starts questioning it, it definitely makes you worry. But all I can say is that I hope parents and hopefully children can see that these are not clowns, these are idiots trying to dress up very poorly and amateurly as a clown. A real clown only sends love and happiness and tries to make people laugh. And if Louise is listening, please tell Louise to get in touch with me. I would love to meet her children if they would like, and show them what a real clown is like, and prove to them that a real clown is a happy person who certainly doesn't want to scare anybody. All clowns would back that up, and all clowns would say, "We're here to make people happy, and we don't want to be anywhere where we would make anybody unhappy." And I always say that to people when they book me. I always offer them the choice of a clown or a children's entertainer, and if anyone's unsure, I always say, "Look, if you're not sure about the clown, don't have the clown." I always want people to be happy. We're not in the business of scaring anybody. Every clown worth his salt would rather not do a booking than scare a child.